Sechtes bar mitzia, daf tzadik aleph, five lines in the bottom of daf tzadik on the base, and we previously learned hachosim is hapar of a mezavik b'klayim pato vein de loika el doshu madik bilvad, that even though the Torah tells us this is issur le'sachrim shabadishai, the Torah also tells us le'sachrish b'shor v'chamor yachtov, and there's an issur of klayim. However, if Reuven muzzles the animal and then Shimon goes and takes the animal into a field and threshes with the animal that was already muzzled, or if Reuven attaches two animals together in one yoke and then Shimon takes these two animals and brings it into a field and they plow, and Reuven would be pato and Shimon would be chayiv. As the Gemara stated previously, b'shas disha loitei chasima, the issa of chasima is that the time that the animal is threshing, it should not be muzzled. Similarly, the issa of klayim is not that two animals shouldn't be together in one yoke and one harness, and the issa is that the animal should not plow a field while they're harnessed together. And the Gemara continues, itma we learned, chasma b'kol v'niga b'kol, let's say Reuven did not actually place the muzzle on the animal, and Reuven did not put the two animals together in one harness, and he then didn't lead the animal into his field in order to thresh, and he also did not lead his animals into the field in order to plow. And while Reuven's animal was threshing in the field and the animal was about to eat, so Reuven would scream at it in order to scare the animal and make sure that it wouldn't eat. And similarly, Reuven did not physically lead the animals through his field in order to plow, and he led his animal through the field by screaming at it and making it walk through the field, but he wasn't holding on to its rein and he wasn't leading it physically. So although we know that we generally pass in lav shein b'maisa ain't like in love, however Rabbi Yechon says in this case you'd still be chayiv malchus, as it's lav sheish b'maisa, as we'll explain in a moment. And Rish Lakish amar pata, and Rish Lakish says that yipata, because Reuven didn't take any action and only spoke to the animal, and therefore it's lav shein b'maisa and ain't like in love. And the Gemara explains Rabbi Yechon mechayiv akimus piv havi maisa. Rabbi Yechon holds that by Reuven moving his lips, that's enough of a maisa. Therefore yichayiv malchus, as it's lav sheish b'maisa. Rish Lakish amar pata kol loyav Maisa, and just moving your lips, that's not considered a Maisa, and it's a lav she'in but Maisa, and ain't like in love. And the Gemara continues, Esfer Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon holds that Kimis Svas of Havi Maisa, he asked the following question to Reish Lakish from Mishnah Mesechlis Tmura. And we continue on Datzadik Aleph Amid Aleph, and the Reish of the Mishnah states, Hakol Mamirin Echad Anoshim Ve'echad Anoshim. And then the Mishnah continues, Loisha Adam Shoyla Amir, when we said that everyone could be Mamir, it doesn't mean they're allowed to, as certainly there's an Issa of Lo Yachlifenu, Lo Yomir Oisei Toivirah. But if he does substitute or transfer one animal for another of Hegdish, then it is considered a valid Tmura, and both animals would be considered Hegdish, and Lemaisa will receive Malchus, as he was Ivan the Issa of Tmura. Rabbi Yechon says that we see from here that even though Reuven only did Tmura with his mouth, that even so Reuven is Chayiv Malchus, and we see that Akim is Svas of Havi Maisa, and that's why he received Malchus. Gemara continues, Amalei, so Reish Lakish responds to Rabbi Yechon, Money, Rabbi Yehudi. In the Chinami, that Mishnah Masechtas Tmura is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Lav She'en B'Maisa, like in love, who hold that even though you have a Lav She'en B'Maisa, you would still receive Malchus. And in the Chinami, even though Akim is Svasa of Loyavi Maisa and Bediba Ba'alma, it's not considered a Maisa, but a person that is Oiva on the Issa Tmura will still be Chai Malchus, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And Rashi brings that we find the Shita Rabbi Yehuda in many places, and Rashi brings from the Gemara Masechtas Malchus and Daftal and Beis that the Pasuk states, like Seren Menu Abaik. That over there it's a lav shenitu lasei loy mishein loykin lav shenitu laseyu taimu debar kosev. The only reason that you would not have malchus in that case is because it's lav anitu lasei, and it's muchach halav achi loki hamoisa. And if not for the fact that it's a lav anitu lasei, then you would receive malchus. But afagav the im b'maisa, even though certainly someone that leaves over from the carbon and creates noisa did not actually perform any maisa, and Rabbi Huda proves that even if a person does a lav she'in b'maisa, he would receive malchus. And the Gemara continues, that how can we say that the Mishnah Masechtas Tmura is going like Hishit Rabbi Huda? That the ratio of that Mishnah states that everyone has the power to create a Tmura, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a man or a woman. And the Gemara over there asks, what is the word hakol coming to include? And the Gemara explains, lasuya yerish, it's coming to include that even a yerish has the power to make Tmura with his father's carbon. If Yaakov set aside a carbon prior to dying, and then his son Reuven yashens that carbon, then if he says zeh tachas zeh, then Reuven would be oivan the issa tmura, and both behemoths would be considered hegdish, utloik Rabbi Yehuda, and certainly that din is not like the shita Rabbi Yehuda, the ik Rabbi Yehuda ha'oma yerush in a meimer, yerush in a semer, and certainly we know that Rabbi Yehuda holds that a yerush doesn't have a power of tmura, and even if he tries to make tmura with his father's carbon, then it would not be a valid tmura, and the new animal would not be considered Hegdish. In addition, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Yerush does not have a din of smicha, and if his father already set aside a carbon, and now after the father died, the Yerush is bringing that carbon, he would not do smicha. And ultimately, we see that the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda, but negated the din of Yerush, and therefore, how could Reish Lakish state that the Mishnah Maseches Tmura is going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda, that Lav Shein B'Maisa Lekin Love, if L'Chayr, the Mishnah over there, is not going like the Shita Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara answers, Haitana Savla Kavasi B'Chada, Upalgla B'Chada. Reish Lakish holds that that Manda Amra Maseches Tmura is a separate Manda Amra, and B'negei the Din of Tmura, he argues on Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds that Yerush is Meimah. However, B'negei the Din of Lav Shein B'Maisa, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Lekin Love, and therefore the Mishnah Maseches Tmura is not a question on Reish Lakish. Before we continue, let's point out Taisis on that Tzadik on Rabbi Diba Maschor Rabbi Yechon Omar Chayev Akimis Fasov Havi Maisa, where Taisis is the stira on Rabbi Yechon, as Rabbi Yechon says over here that Akimis Fasov Havi Maisa, and meanwhile Masechta Shavuos Rabbi Yechon himself states Oymahay Rabbi Yehuda Meshum Rabbi Yisaglidi called Lav Sheim B'Maisa in like love any Lav Sheim B'Maisa you would not receive Malkus Chutz Minish Baru Meima Mekal Chaveir B'Shem. L'chayra all the examples that Rabbi Yechon just brought down of Nish Baru Meima Mekal Chaveir B'Shem are all things that have Akimis Fasov, and even so Rabbi Yechon says that they're considered Lav Sheim B'Maisa, and L'chayr we just stated Rabbi Yechon would hold that it's considered Lav Sheish B'Maisa because the Akimus Svasov Havi Maisa. And Taisus explained that really Rabbi Yechon holds that Akimus Svasov by itself is not considered a Maisa. However, if there is Akimus Svasov and through moving your lips and through speaking that causes an action to occur, and for example in our case because you spoke therefore your animal threshed and therefore the animal did a Maisa, and of course it would be also for the animal to thresh at this point because it's muzzled, so that's considered a Maisa. And certainly Rabbi Yechon holds that's Lav Sheish B'Maisa and therefore like in love. However, in the cases of Nishba and Mekal Chaveir B'Shem, certainly even Rabbi Yechon agrees that those two cases are considered Lav Sheim B'Maisa, as L'Maisa he didn't cause any action to occur through his Dibur, even though that Gemara brought down Meimar. However, the Gemara Mesechlis Tumura on Daf Gemara Beis actually takes out the word Meimar, explains the Diburik of Maisa, and that's because when Reuven states Zeh Tachazeh, he actually causes an action to occur, as this animal that used to be Chulin now becomes Hegdish. And that's why when Rabbi Yechon asked a question to Reish Lakish, he specifically asked a question from the Din of Tmura because it's B'dibur Kav Maisa, and therefore it's comparable to the case of Chasma B'Kal. And the Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, Achaisis HaPara V'Dashba, Loiku Mishalim Dal Kabel HaPara V'Gimel Kabel Chamar. And if Reuven is using Shimon's animal in order to thresh his Tua, Reuven muzzles the animal, then Reuven will be Chayim Malkas because he was Ivan the Issa of Loisachsum Shabbidishai. And in addition, Reuven caused a loss of money to Shimon because he didn't feed his animal, and therefore Reuven has to pay Shimon 4 kav of the same produce for a para and 3 kav of the same produce if he was working with a donkey. As Rashi says, Kach Shiru Chacham Mechilosoi, the Chacham evaluated that this is the standard that an animal would eat as his regular meal. The Gemara now asks that how can we say that the din is that you like a mishalim, but l'maisa we have a din of kamud ramne, but in a like a meis for in a like a mishalim, and therefore you can't be mechayiv someone malchus and also misa, and you can't be mechayiv someone malchus and also be mechayiv him to pay. And as Rashi brings the havelhu shtei rishoyes fiksev kedei rishasai, and we learn mishum misha achas atu mechayivai viatu mechayiv mishnei mishtei rishoyes. Gemara answers Amar Baya Hamani Ramehi that in the Chinami this price is going like the Shita Rameya the Amar Lekum Shalim, who hold that a person can get Malkus, and as the Mishnah teaches us in Masechtas Malkus on Daf Dalid Meidin on Nishus Ploini Shechayv Chaver Masayim Zuz, the Rameya holds Lekum Shalim in Nimsuzaymin. However, the Gemara continues Rav Amar Rav argues in Abaya, and he says that this price could be going with Divrei Akol, and even though certainly we hold that in Lekum Shalim and you can't force a person to pay in Bezdin, however if Reuven wants to be Yotze his Chiyav B'dei Shemayim, then he has a Chiyav to pay, and that's why the Brisa tells us that if Reuven wants to be Balotze his Shemayim, then he should be Mishalim Dal Kabel Lepara V'Gimel Kabel Chamar. Rava brings a Raya that he's correct that there's a din of Balotze his Shemayim, even though the din is that Ein Lekin Mishalman has Esnan Asher Torah V'Afilu Baal Imoy, and we know that the Torah tells us that if someone goes to a Zayna and he gives her a behemoth for her wages, then you can't use that behemoth as a carbon on his back, as it's disgusting to bring that onto his Mizbeach. We know that if a person is Mizana with his mother, then he is Chayiv Misa, and even if he did so B'Shogeg, Chayiv Misa Shogeg is Peturim Min HaTashlumin. Even so, we know that the din is that if Reuven was Mizana with his mother, and then even though he doesn't have to pay her, he went ahead and paid her fee, and he gave her a behemoth, then that behemoth is still categorized as an Esnan, and it will be also to bring that behemoth on his Mizbeach and bring it as a carbon. As Rashi says, the Esnan stomach siv, Leishna Imoy, Leishna Ptuya, as since the Torah just says that any payment that was made to a Zayna is also to be brought on his back, it is not making any chiluk between a priya or your mother, and therefore it's considered esnan and it's also to bring it as a carbon. Rashi continues to explain the raya of Rava, but afagavdi tavaloi bedina kamon, even though certainly if Ruvain's mother is to vei Ruvain in a din Torah, certainly we would not be mechay Ruvain to pay, as we have the din of kamon b'damnei. However, lemaisa ki yavin ele esnan, who once Ruvain does give it to her, animal would be categorized as an esnan and would be also to go on the mizbeach. Alma filu b'makam misa nami roman tashlum lea, that even where Ruvain is chay misa, there's still a chiv tashlumin. El shein koyach l'anshe b'shtayim, just we don't have the koyach to actually be ma'anishim with you, and we can't force him to pay it. Rashi points out, if he wouldn't have any chiv to pay at all, and even though Ruvain still pays her, but that payment would be considered matana and would not be considered esnan, and therefore it should not be also to bring it as a carbon on a mizbeach. Therefore, Rava states that the same din applies to a chesed zapara, that even though Bezin cannot force him to pay, as in loikin u'mishalmin, however, the Brisa tells us that if he would be balas shemayim, then he has to pay dal kabel lapara v'gibel kabel chamara. Then Rashi states, inami itafas loim afkinimine, since the din is that yichai b'dei shemayim, therefore the Brisa teaches us that if Shimon comes and takes dal kabel lapara and gibel kabel chamara, then loim afkinimine, and we wouldn't take it away from Shimon, as although based on in loikin u'mishalmin, Ruvain doesn't have a chiv to pay Shimon, but he does have a chiv b'dei shemayim, and therefore the din is itafas loim afkinimine. The Gemara continues with the third teretz, Rav Papa Amar, Rav Papa states, Mishas Meshicha, Chayiv Leib M'Zeinusea, B'negeia the Issa of Chasima, there are actually two different points where there's a chiyuv. Immediately upon Ruvain doing Meshicha to the animal of Shimon, and either renting or borrowing this animal from Shimon in order to work for him, and immediately at that point, he's already obligated to feed this animal, Da'al Kabal Lepara and Gibel Kabal Chamara. However, Milkalei Laki, Achas Chasima, the chiyuv Malkus doesn't apply until Ruvain is Ivan the Issa Chasima, and since the chiyuv Malkus and the chiyuv Mammon do not occur at the same point and it doesn't occur simultaneously, therefore the klal of Ein Loikin U'Mishalmin doesn't apply to the case of Chasima, and that's why the Braisa tells us HaChasim V'Apara V'Doshba Loikin U'Mishalmin Da'al Kamal Parah V'Gimel Kamal Chamar. The Gemara continues, Amr Rapapa, Rapapa states, Hani Milu Bo Minoi Debei Rapapa Ba'abo U'Pashlu L'Yisura Chod Kilchasa V'Chod Lav Kilchasa. The family Rapapa Ba'abo asked me the following two questions in regard to both questions at Paskin L'Issa. One psak was based on the standard halacha. Regarding one psak, I didn't follow the ik halacha. The reason why a paskal issa was based on a knas. The Gemara will now bring down the two shaylas that we asked to Rav Papa from the house of Rav Papa Ba'abo. And bo minoi, the first shayla was, ma'u lolosh ha-se'isa b'cholav, is a mutter to knead dough with milk and make milk bread, u'pashlu l'usira, and I told him it's asa, kilchasa, and that's based on the ik halacha. The tanis will enter the b'raisa, in losh ha-se'isa b'cholav, yinala knead dough with milk, vim losh kala paskula asura, and play hagal. And if you needed dough and you made milk bread, then the entire bread would be usa to eat. And as Rashi points out, you wouldn't even be able to eat with salt, even though you're eating it with pariv and not with milk or with fleishigs, that would still be usa. The reason is mepnei hergal avera, because Rabbanon wanted to make sure that you didn't come to an avera, as potentially if you have milk bread, you may come to eat it with basa and be even to issa basa b'chalav. And the Braisa continues, ki yitzabai, and just like there's an issa to make milk bread, there's also an issa to make bread that's fleishigs, as in tashas. Satana ba'alya, yinala smeared oven with the fat of the tail, vintosh, and if you did so, kala pas kula asura, then the entire pas would be asa. You wouldn't even be able to eat the bread together with salt, even though it's pariv, achiyasaka satana, until you burn out the tanner, make sure that it doesn't have any residue of the fats that would inflashigs. And Ayan Taisus points out, tema, lomuli achiyusak, why do you have to burn out the oven? L'chayr b'kinuach sagi, by just cleaning it out very well, that would be enough. Desu loyhave, ala kinaisin tam, ba naisin tam, Vishari, and it brings a riot from the Gemara Maseches Chulin, and some Rishayim say that in the Chinami that would be Mutta as well. The Gemara continues that this was the first Shaila that he asked for me, how his Peshit L'Issa, and this was based on a Braisa, and V'idach Bo'omene, and the second Shaila that he asked me was, Ma'al Hachlis Min V'She'ena Minoy L'Dir. Of course, we know that it's an Issa of Klai Behema, and it's also to mate two different species together, and the Shaila was, can you take two separate species where one is a male and one a female, place it into a corral, and as Rashi says, Mi Havikam Avir. Klayim, as maybe since Lamaisa, when you put a male and female animal into one corral, then the standard would be that they would have relations with each other. Therefore, it's considered as if you actually created Klayim and you actually did the Issa of Klayim. As Rashi states, Oiloi, what do we say that that's not the Issa of Klayim? Achiyachas hu ba'atzma iva zocho v'yachnas, until he actually holds the iva of the zocho and places it into the female. And the Gemara tells us, Upashalulu Yisura, Dalav Kilchasa, Papa stated that I was pushing them that it would be also to do so, but that's not based on halacha. And it was based on a knas. How do we know that this is actually mutah? The Amr Shmuel, because Shmuel states. it's been menafim mishiru kederecha menafim. If they didn't come and say that Reuven was mezana with Rachel, there was no requirement that they have to testify that we saw the Eva of Reuven go into Rachel. Rashi states meidin aleim eidim l'chayv miso malchus. All they have to testify is mishishkavu zelzeh kederech menafim. We saw that Reuven was lying on top of Rachel in the derech of Niaf. Ve'in tzach la'edim shiuro kimukach b'shevifers. Eidim don't have to testify that they saw the actual ma'isabiyah, which is compared to someone taking an eye makeup applicator and placing it into a tube of makeup. As Rashi explains, as the Torah did not obligate Eidim to actually gaze at a ma'isabiyah in such detail. More continues with the klayim at shiachtes kimukach b'shevifers. However, ben agiyah the issa of klayim, the only time that someone is over on the issa of klay behima is only if he actually takes the eve of the zacha, he places it ba'isim makayim of the nekeva. Therefore, really be'ikah din, this would not be asa. However, I still passing that it was asa for them to do it. It's asa for them to take a min v'she'ena minoi and take a male and a female from two different species and place it into one corral. And the only reason that they were doing it was in order that they should be able to create klayim. I felt they were trying to be ma'arim on this issa, and therefore I created a gzira and I asked them to do so. Gemara continues, masa ravach tavoy bar ami. Ravach tavoy bar ami asked the following question on the din that Shmuel mentioned of a klayim ashiachtas kimakachal b'shveferes. As the Brisa states, ilu nama behemtachal isavia, if the Torah would have stated you should not mate an animal, yisi ayma, then I would have said that this issa is not applicable to a din of klayim, and it's not talking about two separate species, but even where you have one species, the Torah is telling us l'yachas adam abehima, that a person should not hold the horn of his female animal b'shasha ilu la'azacha, when the zacha is mating with the female and mounting the female, and this would be also because this would be some sort of a pritus as in helping the animals mate, and tamad loy meklayim, and therefore the Torah tells us that the issa is specifically about a din of min b'she'en aminoi, and it's only talking about two separate species, and this issa is only applicable in the case of klayim. The Gemara is medayik by the fact that the Brisa just stated, the Torah would have just stated behemtach loy sevia, then we would have thought that there's an issa for a person hold the horn of the female while the male is mating with her, and therefore it seems to be mashma the klayim achizin namiloi. Once the Torah adds the word klayim, and the Torah is actually teaching us that even though it's mutter for you to hold the horn of an animal when you're dealing with the same species, however, in the same case, if you would actually be dealing with two separate species, then the same case would be asa. And therefore, it seems that even if Reuven would be holding the horn of the nekeva that is of one species, and he allows the male of another species to mount it and to mate with it, then it would be asa, and that would be the issa of klayim, and there's no requirement of having kimikach b'shveferes. And the issa of klayim is not only in a case where Reuven takes the male eva and places it by isimakim of the nekeva. The Gemara answers, Mayachiza achnasa, and in the Chanami, when the Brisa talks about achiza, it's not actually talking about holding onto the horn of the animal, and it's talking about taking the eva of the male and placing it by isimakim of the nekeva, and that is the only time that the issa of klayim would apply midiraisa. The Gemara is, Vamaykar lachiza, and if so, why did Brisa use the term of achiza and not a lashem achnasa? And the Gemara states, Lishma alya, the Gemara wanted to use nice lashonis and didn't want to use coarse language. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, min b'minay mutal hachlis kimkach b'shveferes. When dealing with the same species, and Reuven wants to make sure that a male and female animal mate, he could even take the male eva and place it by isim makim of the nekeva, v'afil mishum pritusaleka, and it wouldn't be a problem of pritus, ma'itayma b'avidutei tarid, and the reason is because he's busy with his work. And as Rashi says, v'afil mishum pritusa inkan, mishum d'shem yavul dehiradava, as you would think that maybe he'd come to Hira, k'damina le'yistakel b'chamor b'chamirio, b'chazir b'chazira, b'shoshim izdavgim in iskakit zem zeh, and therefore you see that there is a chash of Hira. However, the hosuk she'in shaloi she'in tzarech l'sa'eya, avul hai ba'vidtei tarev v'loi mahara, over here where he owns this animal, and therefore he's busy in his business, then he's not mahara, and he's just focused on his job. The Gemara now continues, mas ravach tavoi ba'ami, ravach tavoi ba'ami will ask a similar question that he previously asked, b'negei din of Shmuel, continue on daf tzadik alef on the base, and the Brisa states, ilu nem behem tachol isaviyah, the Torah and Pashas Kedoshim would have only stated behem tachol isaviyah, hayisi oimer, we would have thought, le'yachaz ad ben sabheima, kadesh yala zacha, that a person cannot hold on to the horn of a female animal in order to make it easier for the zacha to mount it and for the zacha to mate with it. Talmud loy meklayim, and therefore the Torah tells us, behem tachol isaviyah klayim, klayim uda asa, ha min b'mino ishari, ba min b'mino would be muta. Ravach tavoy ba'ami now is, min b'mino inami, achiz in, achnas aloy, that's mash from the Brisa, that the only time it's muta to actually go and help two animals mate is only when you're doing a b'derech achiza and you're holding onto the horn. However, achnas aloy, to actually take the male eva and place it by isim makam of the nekeva, that would be asa. And l'chayr is against the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, as Rabbi Yehuda said, there is no issa, and there's not even problem with pritzusa. And the Gemara answers, Mayachiza achnasa. In the Chanami, although the Braisa uses lashon achiza, it's actually referring to a case where Reuven is taking the male eva and placing it in oisim makim of the female. And once again, the Gemara explains vamay kar leachiza, and why does the Braisa use lashon achiza? Lishma alya is trying to use a nice lashon, and as Rashi in Mesechtos Pesachim on Daf Gimel states, shemitzvah v'derech nikiya das l'sape b'lashon nikiya lashon chachamim l'chaza ach lashon sach v'noki. Ritva points out, afa gav the Rav Achtavoy actually high kosher l'shmuel v'tarzlei, that even though Rav Achtavoy asked the same question from the same Braisa on the Shita of Shmuel, and we already answered the same teretz as Mayachiz Achnasa, however, Hadaparach le Rav lemechse isle shenir achrina, he still wanted to ask the same question to Rav to see if Rav would have a different teretz. And even though Ritva has a girsa of Ram Rabbi Huda Am Rav, in Agamur we saw that the girsa was Am Rabbi Huda and did not say Am Rav. And Ritva then says, Be'efshad b'chad shaita parach l'tabayu el Rav Ashi Palginu. And it's also possible that Rav Achtavoy only asked this question once, and when Ravina and Rav Ashi were setting up the Gemara and being misadded the Gemara, they wanted to bring down both the Shita of Rabbi Huda Mashmuel and the Shita of Rabbi Huda in the name of Rav, and therefore we brought it down in two different spots. But in Chanabi, the question of Teretz were really only stated once. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Ashi states, Ham Milsa Bomine de Rav Nechemia Resh Galusa. And a similar question was asked to me from the Yeshiva of Rav Nechemia, who was Resh Galusa. And the question was, Ma'al Lahachlis Min Uminoi Vishain Min Ladir. Can Reuven take a male and a female of the same species and place them in a corral together with a female from another species? And the Gemara explains the Shaila, Kivinikamine Basamine Gar. Do we say that since its own min is together with it in the corral, therefore it'll have relations with that min and not with the Einu Minoi? Or Dilma, do we say, Afilu Hachiloi, even so, we have to be choshish that the Zacha will mate with the female of the other species? Well, Maisa, the reason why the person was doing this was because he understood that potentially that would occur, and certainly he was trying to circumvent the din of Klayim, and it would still be Asar. And the Gemara states, who Pashtalahu Leisurad like Hilchasa, and I pass for them that it's Asar, even though, as we stated before, that Me'ikadin, there would not be a problem of Klayim, Ad Shiyachlis Gemakacha B'Shvei Feres, and as the Gemara states, Mishim Pritzusa D'Avdi, and the reason why I said it's Asar is because this was being done by the Avodim of the Reish Galusa, and the Avodim were not being careful with the mitzvahs of Klayim, since they were trying to circumvent the laws of Klayim, therefore I said it's Asar, as eventually they would go, and they would actually do Klayim Mamish, and they would mate two animals of different species together, Kimikach B'Shvei Feres. And we continue with the new Mishnah, and the Mishnah continued to discuss the mitzvah of the Torah that states that when a poel is working for a Baal Bayis, under certain circumstances that we already discussed, the poel has a right to eat of the pears and of the crops of the Baal Bayis. And of course, this was based on a pasuk in Pashas Kisetzei that states, Kisavi Bekerem Re'echa V'chata Novim K'nafshecha Zovecha Del Keli Cholei Sitein. And the next pasuk continues, Kisavi Bekerem Re'echa V'katafta Malilus B'yadecha V'chamish Le'sonef Al Kamas Re'echa. And the Mishnah teaches us, Ha'yoseh B'yadav Avaloi B'raglov. If the poel was working with his hands, but not with his feet, and for example, he was holding a load, or Baraglav Avaloi B'yadav, or if he's working with his feet and not with his hands, and for example, he was threshing Paris or threshing Tua of the owner, and Afil B'ksefai, and even if he was only using his shoulders and not using his arms or legs, then as long as the previous conditions were all met, Hareza Eichel, he has a right to eat the Paris and the crops of the Balabayas. However, Beis Rav Yehuda Ima Achiyasa B'yadav Baraglav, Beis Rav Yehuda argues on Tanakhama, and he says that the only time that the Torah gives a poel the right to eat is only when he's working with his hands and feet, and the Gemara will explain the reason of Rabbeisi and the reason of Tanakhama. And the Gemara begins, "My time, what is the reason for the Tanakhama?" As the pasuk states, "Kisavi bekerem echa b'chol ma'ida avid." That when a person comes into the vineyard of his friend, and the Torah just says it's stoma and doesn't specify that the poel was working with his hands or feet, and therefore there is no requirement that he must be working with his hands and feet, and even if he's only working b'ksefai, that would suffice, and he'd be able to eat the grapes. And the Gemara continues, "Rabbeisi Rabbeuda imad shiyasu b'yadav raglov." And the Gemara asks, "My time with Rabbeisi Rabbeuda, what is the reason for the din of Rabbeisi Rabbeuda?" And the Gemara explains that since on that Pei Tesem and Aleph, Ravina bore the Hekish, and we makish Chaisel and Echsam, and we makish Adam to Behema and Behema to Adam, therefore we learn that the Halacha of Adam is Kishar, is just like a Shar, and just like the din of muzzling an animal, where the Torah states, L'sachsman Shar B'dishai, and Malashar Shiyasu B'yadav raglov, just like when a Shar threshes Tvua, it does so with its forelegs and its back legs, and it does its task with its hands and with its feet. Therefore, a poel achiyasu b'yadav raglov, the same din applies to a poel and to an adam, that the only time he has a right to eat any of the pears and the crop of the owner is only if he's doing work with his hands and with his feet. The Gemara continues, that even though we state stated that the pasuk of Loisachsim Shor B'Dishoi is not only referring to a shor, as any time the Torah mentions shor, we learn out shor shor mishabbos and is referring to all behemoths. However, what would be then but the gay geese and chickens, which only have 2 feet, and doesn't do work with its forelegs and with its back legs? And Rabbi Bar of Huna explains the shaila b'chol koicher b'inon v'ha'ika, is the Torah makbid that the animal should be working with all its power and all its strength, and l'maisa the tanagal only has 2 legs, and therefore it's working with all its strength, and the issa chasima does apply. Or yidumah, what do we say? Biyad of ragla b'inon v'ha'leka, that we have to compare it to a shar, and the only way that this issa applies is only when there's a shar or an animal that's working with 4 legs. However, if it's only working with 2 legs, the issa does not apply. And the Gemara states teku, that we end with the teku, and it's still a suffix. And Rashi explains dosh ba'avzim de'in lahem yadayim li'ishon v'chol mishanoisim al ragleim. And the Gemara now continues and will discuss the case of a poil that's working in a wine press. And let's just point out that we already mentioned that the only time that a poil could eat from produce is only until the time that the chai b'maisa. And let's point out that the Gemara daf tzadik beis on beis will bring down a machlekes as to the time that grapes that are being harvested in order to create wine are going to be chai b'maisa. And certainly they're not chai b'maisa until the point that they get into the bar, which is the area that the wine is placed into after the grapes were already pressed in the wine press. And therefore, when our Gemara is talking about a poil that is pressing grapes, it's talking about doing so in the gas and in the wine press, and certainly was not yet chai b'maisa, and therefore a poil does have a right to eat the grapes and potentially drink the wine. And the Gemara continues, Amrav Nachman, Amrav Bavua, poilim actually hilchu shesi v'er b'gas eichlo anovim v'ein shesin yayin, that when workers start working in a wine press, they can't just start drinking wine immediately when they get into the wine press. If they did not yet walk horizontally and vertically in the wine press, then they only have a right to eat the grapes, but they don't have a right to drink the wine. And as Rashi explains, and they would trample on the grapes with their feet until the point that they walked horizontally and vertically in the wine press, then it's not nikka that they're working with wine, and it's only nikka that working on grapes, and therefore they can't drink any of the wine. As we'll see in the next Mishnah, that a poil is only allowed to eat from the min that he's actually working with, and he can't eat from other minim that he's not working with. However, Rav Nachman continues, Mishilchu Shasi Ve'erv, once the worker already walked horizontally and vertically, Begas, Oichlo Anovim V'Shoisin Yayin, then it's already nikkur that he's already working with wine, and therefore he has the ability to eat from the grapes as well as drink from the wine. And we continue with the next Mishnah, if the poil is working with figs, Le'yechel Banovim, he doesn't have a right to eat grapes, Banovim Le'yechel Batenim, and if the poil's task is relevant to grapes, then he can't eat figs. And the Rav in Masechtas Maaseres brings a makar based on the pasuk that stated Kisavi b'karam re'echa v'chata anovim, and matam loy b'chata anovim. Why did Terry have to say that he allowed to eat anovim? As b'chilo yedanu she'im b'karam ala anovim, do we not know that in a vineyard there are only grapes? As certainly there's an issa of klai akarim, and mikan shem hoya issa v'teinim lo yechel b'anovim. And therefore we learn from here that if the poil is working with the einim, then he can't eat grapes. And the Mishnah continues, however, if he's in a field and he's working with grapes, instead of eating right now, he wants to hold back and wait until he gets to a point in the vineyard where the grapes are better and eat grapes at that point, then that would be mutah. And the Rishonim explained that this is not only in a case where both areas have grapes, even where he was initially working with figs and later on he will work with grapes and he wants to wait until he gets to the grapes, he could do so as well, even though it's 2 different species. And as the Mishnah states, I'm a meneas atzmai achamigil amakun nafais va'ichal. As Rashi says, va'ichal kolachil asu mehen, and he will eat his entire food from that area. We don't say that maybe he should continuously eat while he's walking and while he's working, and in that way he'll average out the cost of what he's eating. L'maisa, we don't say that, and he can even eat from the best of pairs, even though it'll be more expensive. The Mishnah continues, v'kulei amru al b'shas melacha, that the only time that we said that a poil has a right to eat any of these pairs is only while he's actually working, and while he's working he could eat at the same time. However, as Rashi says, v'lo shi'eshiv lo v'yoichal, and the poil can't sit down and take a break and eat. Lo'yman, he'll say, harim menati atzmei adkan, that lo'y betalti lechol, that until this point I held back, I didn't eat at all, and therefore achshav eshiv lo v'yoichal, now I'll take a break and I won't have to work and I'll be able to eat. Kamash b'lon, that you're only allowed to eat while you're working and you can't take a break. However, the Mishnah continues, al mishum hashav aveda l'baylim amru poilim oichlum balichason me'uma l'uman. But even so, the Rabbanan said that based on hashav aveda to the owner and based on a din of hefka bezin hefka, therefore the Rabbanan said that a poil can even eat while he's walking from one row to another row, even though at that moment he's not actually working. And similarly, when the worker takes grapes and he's delivering it to the wine press, and then he's walking back to get another bundle of grapes to deliver to the wine press, even though at that moment he's only walking and he's not actually working. At that point, he could also eat, as ultimately this is better for the owner, as in this way, he won't be mevatel at all from his work, and he'll eat during that period of time. In regard to the issa of leisachshim shabidishoy, if there's a donkey that's carrying packages, then the chamor can eat while the packages are being unloaded from the chamor. And Rashi states, b'gemara mefarish law, that the gemara will explain what this clause means. And the gemara begins, we had the following shaylo, isa begefen zeh, mal sheyechol begefen achar, that if a poel is currently working on a vine, the grapes are grade C, and he wants to eat better grapes, can he go to a different vine and cut off grade A grapes and eat those grapes while he's working with grade C grapes? And the gemara explains the shaylo, memin shatanesin l'keil shel bal bayis bin on va'ika, do we say that l'maisa, these grapes are still of the same species that he's placing into the keil of bal bayis, and therefore it's mutter for him to eat these grade A grapes? Or dilma, what do we say? The Torah was only matter of poil to eat of those grapes that he's actually currently placing into the baskets of the bal bayis, and since he's currently working with grade C grapes, he only has a right to eat grade C grapes, and he can't exchange that for grade A grapes, even though it's the same min. The Gemara continues, that if you're going to tell me that the only grapes that the worker has a right to eat is only the grapes that he's currently working with, then we would have a problem, as the Gemara previously taught us, that the issa of leisachshim shabidishoy even applies to a shor that's working on any item that's mechubal kaka. And an example of a shor that's working with dvarim that are mechubal kaka is that the shor is pulling a wagon, the poilim are placing grapes into the wagon. Now all those grapes are being placed into the wagon are behind the shor, and if the shor will eat any of the grapes that are in front of it, it actually is eating of those grapes that he's not working with currently, and therefore it should be also for the shor to eat from those pears. And therefore, by the fact that the din is that a shor can eat from mechubal kaka, it must be that the din is that ois begefen zeh can be yoichel begefen achar, and doesn't have to be mamish the same grapes they actually working with at this moment. The Gemara states it's not a raya, as Amr of Shisha Breda of Idi Bishracha, that we're talking about a case that there was a long vine, and therefore, although the poilim were loading the animal in back of the animal was still eating from the same vine, and the vine was very long and was hanging in front of the animal, and the animal was able to eat from the same exact vine. And the Gemara continues, Tashma, bring you a raya from our Mishnah, as our Mishnah stated, Ha'isibetanim le'yechu banavim, that while a poil is working with figs, he can't eat from grapes, and it's mashma ha'ta'inim u'ta'inim, dumni ta'inim banavim eichol, that if he would be eating figs, even though it's similar to a case of ta'inim v'eichol anavim, it would be muta. And if you're going to tell me, even when a poil is working with the same min, he can only eat from those grapes that he's busy working with and not from other grapes, so what would be a case where a poil is working with ta'inim and eating other figs, and it would be similar to a case of ta'inim v'anavim, and therefore it must be that the halacha is that is oichel begefen achar, and therefore the diak of the Mishnah is teaching us that if a poil was working with ta'inim and he wants to eat better ta'inim at that time, but he's not working with the class A ta'inim, that he could still do so, and he's not restricted to those ta'inim that he's working with. And once again, the Gemara says that it's not a raya from a Mishnah. It's Amr Rav Shisha Breda Rav Idi. Once again, Rav Shisha Breda Rav Idi comes to explain, but mudlis, that we're talking about a case where there are two fig trees that are right next to each other, and the branches of the two trees are intertwined. And the Mishnah is teaching us that in this case, since Lemaisa, even though you're not actually picking ta'inim off of this tree, but ultimately you have to deal with this tree at the same time that you're working with the other tree, as in order for the poil to get to the fruits of tree A, he has to move the branches of tree B, and therefore in this case you would be able to eat the ta'inim from tree B, even though at this moment you're not actually taking the fruits of tree B and placing into the basket or into the wagon of the bal bayis. However, the Mishnah teaches us that even in a case where you have a fig tree that's intertwined with the grapevine, then if the poil is currently only picking figs, then he could only eat figs and he would not be able to eat any of the grapes of the vine, even though they're intertwined. In a way, the poil is working with the grapevines as well, as he has to lift up the grapevines in order for him to get to the ta'inim. And even so, the Mishnah teaches us that since it's min v'she'inim minai, therefore the poil is restricted to eating the ta'inim and he could not eat grapes. The Gemara continues, Tashma, I'll bring you another raya from our Mishnah, as the Mishnah stated, that a poil could withhold himself and not eat from the pears that he's currently working on and wait until he gets to better pears, and at that point eat his entire meal from the better pears. And the Gemara wants to bring a raya via Amr Isa Begefen Zel, Ichel Begefen Acha, Nezel Venezel Venechel, that if the din is that even if a poil is currently working with grade C produce, he could still go and take from the same min, even if it's going to be grade A produce, and eat it while he's currently working with grade C produce of the same min. And L'chario, if so, the Mishnah didn't have to tell us that he could hold himself back and wait until he gets to the point where he reaches the area where there's grade A produce. If L'mais, he could go there and take some grade A produce and bring it to him and eat it while he's working with grade C produce. And the Gemara answers that in a chenami, really Reuven could do so, but hasam mishum bitum lach like me baylon, that the reason why a Mishnah stated that he has to wait until he gets to that area and only at that point would he be able to eat from grade A produce is because if he would actually take a break and go and pick the grade A produce, he's actually wasting the time that belongs to the Baal HaBayis and he's stealing from the Baal HaBayis. And in a chenami, the reason why you have to be Merneas Atzmai is not because you can't eat better produce, but it's because of a problem of bitum malacha. In a chenami, if there would not be bitum malacha, and for example, if he passed by grade A produce and while he was working, he picked that and he held on to it until he was working with grade C produce, then possibly it would be mutter for him to eat that grade A produce and he wouldn't have to wait until he's actually working with grade A produce and keep coming by lon hechad ikka ishto ban of mai. And our shayla is in a similar case to where his wife or his children that are not working for the Baal HaBayis are in this field and they will go and pick the grade A produce from him and bring it back to him. And in that case, certainly the pearl is not being mevatel his malacha, and therefore we still have our original shayla that what would be the din, and could this pearl that's working with grade C produce eat grade A produce from the same min, where at this moment the pearl is not actually working with grade A produce. Gemara continues, Tashma, bring another raya from our Mishnah, as Bekulei Amru al Bishas Malacha, that the only time that a pearl has a right to eat is while he's working. Avim Play Hashavah Vedal Bailim Amru, however, the Rabbanim wanted to make things even better for the employer based on the din of Hashavah Vedal, as this would be better for the owner. Therefore, based on the din of Hefka Bezen Hefka, the Rabbanim stated that Pailim Eichlim Balichasa Me Oimel Oimen Uvechazuras Menagas, that workers have a right to eat even while they're not working and while they're walking from one row to another row of pears, and the Pailim also can eat these pears after they deliver grapes to the wine press and while they're walking back from the wine press in order to gather more pears and more grapes in order to take them and deliver them to the wine press. And the Gemara now continues and explains its raya as Savru, we thought, Mahalach Kaisim Aisadami, that while a Pailim is walking between rows of Tvua and between rows of pears, it's considered like he's actually working, and Mishum Hashav Aved L'Bayil Mudachol, and the only reason why we said he's allowed to work is only Midrabbanan, but Midraisa Loy Ochel, and Midraisa he has no right to eat from these periods while he's walking, and Almo is to be Gafen Zeh, in Ochel be Gafen Acher, and therefore we see that even though it's considered he's working, but certainly it's not considered he's working with these grapes, and therefore it must be that Midraisa, a poil only has a right to eat from the grapes that he's currently working with, and he can't replace it with other grapes, and therefore since over here he's walking and not actually working with specific grapes, Midraisa really has no right to eat these grapes. But even so, the Rabbanan said that the Pail could eat the grapes because of Hashavah Saveda to the Bailim. And the Gemara answers, that really we would say that if someone is actually working with grapes, then he's not restricted to these specific grapes and he could eat any grapes even if they're better quality. However, the reason that a Pail that's walking from one row to another cannot eat Midraisa is because while he's walking, it's not considered he's doing any work, and therefore Midraisa really has no right to eat any of the grapes. However, Midrabbanan, Mishum Hashav Aved L'Bailim, they allowed him to eat the grapes, as this will be beneficial to the employer, as the employee will be wasting less time. The Gemara continues, Ikad Amri, that we have another version of the Raya, and this version of the Raya, the Gemara will actually bring a Raya from the Mishnah to the other tzad, and to the tzad that Oysa Begefen Zeh, Oichel Begefen Acher. And as the Gemara states, Savrum Halach Lavka Isa Maisadami, that we originally thought that when a poil is walking from one row to another, it's not like he's doing any work, and therefore he really doesn't have a right to eat from the pears on the Raisa level, and behind the time of the Raisa Loyachal Mishum Lavka Isa Maisadami, and that is the reason that Midraisa has no right to eat because he's not doing any Maisa, he's not actually working for the Baal HaBayis at this moment, and we are therefore Midayek Ha Isa Maisa Ochel Midraisa. But if he would actually be performing work at this moment, then he would not be restricted to the same pears that he's working with, and he'd be able to even eat other pears of the same min, and Alma Isa Begefen Zeh, Oichel Begefen Acher. And the Gemara answers, Loy, Loyim Loyimloch Isa Begefen Zeh, Ino Oichel Begefen Acher. Really, I could tell you that the halacha is that if a poil is working with one grade of grapes, he can't exchange it with another grade of grapes. He's restricted to eating only those grapes that he's actually working on at this moment, and he's actually putting it into the kelim of the Baal HaBayis. We continue at Daf Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, Umhalacha Isim Aisadami, and our Mishnah also holds that a poil that is walking from one row to another is considered as if he's doing a maisa, and really should be able to eat from these periods. However, we hold that Oysa Begefen Zeh, Ino Oichel Begefen Acher, and that is why the only reason why a poil could eat grapes while he's walking is because of a takon drabanan, and Mishum Ashav Avedu Lebailim. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the last case of the Mishnah, at the Mishnah state of a Chamor Kishiparekas, that a donkey could eat while she's being unloaded. And the Gemara asks, Kishiparekas Mehechon Achla, L'chir, when a donkey is unloaded, it's unloaded right away and in one shot, and therefore, L'chir, at this point, where is the donkey going to eat from as the donkey keeps walking, and therefore, this produce is behind the donkey. Certainly, it would not be able to eat from the produce, and as Rashi says, Kol Masa Parkin Mabas Achas Behochin, the Gemara answers, Emor Ad Shidhei Parekas, that in a Chanami, the Mishnah is coming to teach us that the entire time that the donkey has this package on its back, then it has a right to eat. And as Rashi states, Ashtei Perekas Balichoso Ichelos Mimasu Shalgabo, Gemara states, Tanin Lahod Tanarabonon, that our Mishnah is teaching us the same din that we learned in the Braiso, Chamor Vigomol Ichlum Masu Shalgabeim, that a donkey and a camel can eat from the packages that are on its back. However, the Braiso actually clarifies and qualifies this din, Uvachlo Yitil Biyodi Viachilim, however, the owner of the animal cannot take from the produce that's on the back of the donkey or the back of the camel and give it to the animal. The only right that the animal has is to eat from the produce that he could reach. And of course, this is similar to the din of Zlisachsum Shabadishai, that you can't muzzle an animal and can't hold a donkey back from eating while it's threshing. But ultimately, the chamor has to be able to take this food, and the owner of the donkey can't feed the food to the animal. Taiz points out that the chiddush of the gemara is the sakadat chamina, as one may have thought, she'ina chelas el chi reya gefen b'fenea, that maybe the only time that an animal could eat is only when it sees the vine and it sees the grapes in front of it. But if the animal doesn't actually see the produce, shagefen alea, because the grapes are on its back, or be'eglo, or in a wagon, then one may have thought, in a cheles, that the animal doesn't have a right to eat. And even though on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph, the Gemara came out that the reason for chasima is not because that the chazum mitzaresu, but you still think that the animal has to see the produce, kamash mlon, that the animal could still eat, even though the produce is on its back and it doesn't see the produce. And Taisa says, the loy koy am pleya shavas haveda, that this din that the Mishnah just stated is not going back on din drabbanon that we mentioned previously, the din aichelos, as in this case, the chamor is actually eating midiraisa, elam milsabapi nafshihi, and this is a separate clause of the Mishnah, and it's a standalone clause, and we will stop over here.